Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program, Rabi'ul Awwal special program of Madani Channel, Love of the Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this beautiful program we speak about the different aspects of love, different modes of love, different ways and examples of love which we have seen in the biographies of the Sahaba, in the biographies of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was their definition of love? What was their dimension of love? How was their love towards the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So inshallah azza wa jal, today as well we will speak about an aspect of love. Because when we love someone, we love the attributes of that person. When we love someone, we love the habits of that person. When we love someone, we love the character of that person. When we love someone, we respect that person. When we love someone, we become obedient to that person. When we love someone, we love everything associated with that person. So inshallah, today's topic will be about the relics, the tabarrukat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the things related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before we get to the topic, let's listen to a fadilat, an excellence of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So those things which are related or connected to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also carry great excellences. Obviously, something which is connected to the most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, imagine the greatness of that certain thing. Like we listen about the beautiful narration of the water of Zamzam, the hills of Safa and Marwa, they have the relation, they have the link towards a pious lady of Islam, Bibi Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. The blessed water of Zamzam has the nisbat of Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Likewise, many such things which are related to a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they then carry great excellences. Then imagine something which is connected to the most beloved, which is connected to that personality who is actually the reason of the entire creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what would be the excellence and fadilat of something which is connected to the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. To understand this, we will start off with a beautiful narration, a beautiful story, a waqia of Hazrat Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very pious, charactered person. And before he became a Muslim, before he accepted Islam, he would spend time with many people who belong to a very righteous environment. The rahibs, the awliya, those people who are into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who have basically cut themselves off from the world and are connected towards the Creator. So the system would be that when a rahib, when a person, when a pious man keeps you in the company, then after some time he would say that after me you go into so-and-so's company, after me you go in so-and-so's company. So likewise, the system would continue. And at times a person would ask himself that after you, who should I connect myself towards? After you, in whose company should I be? Who should I become associated with? So the last of these people whom Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu met, that person said that we don't see anybody of that sort nowadays to whom I can refer you towards. But there will be a person who shall come. He will be upon the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And he will be having certain signs. He would be found at a certain place. The signs of that certain place are these. There will be a lot of trees. There will be this, there will be that, there will be palm trees. And that person will be such a person who will not accept sadaqah, but he will accept gifts. He will be a person who will have the seal of prophecy, the mark of prophethood between his two shoulders. So when you see him, and if you're fortunate enough to meet him, be along him, be with him, attain his company. So obviously the signs relate to none other than our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the signs have been given. So Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is anxiously waiting as well. And parallelly the time of Hijrah also came. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had all these signs. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is now at a place of Quba, where obviously the first masjid of Islam was also made. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and presents some sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam addresses the sahaba and says that you may have this. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is now convinced within that, okay, one of the signs which I was told about is being fulfilled here. This man did not accept sadaqah. Time passed and Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought some items and said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is a gift from me, please accept it. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted the gifts and ate it with the companions of Sahaba Kiram. And now what Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is anxiously waiting for, because not accepting sadaqah, sign fulfilled, does accept gifts, sign fulfilled, but now the Mohre Nabuwat, the mark of prophethood, now he's anxiously waiting for that. So there was a janaza, there was a certain funeral for which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in Jannatul Baqi. And the narration mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in clothes which had two portions, like we have for ihram basically. The first one was to cover the upper half of the body and the second one to cover the lower half of the body. So after that, now they're walking and Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking behind. And he's waiting that somehow if I can get the glimpse. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's cloth gets away from its position slightly. And Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu clearly has a view of the beautiful, wonderful mark of prophethood. Subhanallah, that convinces Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, unwillingly, like out of devotion and out of the love, he couldn't resist. He was not in control and he went. And he kissed that blessed mark. When he kissed that blessed mark, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu by him. And then Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained all his, whatever he went through, whatever procedures he went through, and how he ended up there. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with utmost passion and love, heard his entire story, heard his entire whatever went through in his life. And likewise, the Sahaba Ikram also were astonished and they also listened and they gave an ear to the story of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So we see the love here. What sort of passion that was. What sort of devotion that was. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, a mark on the body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, it has the nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He went and kissed it. Allahu Akbar. And unfortunately, nowadays, we get people who speak about relics and this and that, and they come up with all sorts of things. No. If they look into the biography of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, if they look into the love that the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they would understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who love everything associated with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the place of Hudaybiyah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had cut his hair there. And underneath a tree, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had kept his hair. So many companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they gathered by the tree and tried to take whatever they could from the hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will put the hair, blessed hair, subhanallah, the bal mubarak, the mu'e mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. They are trying and making efforts to get hold of you strands of hair. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umme Amara radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I was also successful in getting few strands of hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after the apparent demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever someone would get sick, I would dip the hair of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the water. I would give that water to that patient, to that sick person. I would make that patient drink that water, and that person would attain health. Allahu Akbar. This is the barakat and excellence of those things which are related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Rabiul Awwal, the Ashikane Rasul around the world, they are privileged with seeing the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In many gatherings and many places, they are privileged to see this blessed tabarruk, this blessed relic of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more and more and more and more love for the relics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful narration, Utbah bin Farqad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he also attained and was privileged with many victories. So his wife, Umme Asim radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had four wives. And all of us would try our best to put beautiful perfumes and appear to be the most fragrant as possible. So it was basically a nice competition among them, that they would try to be most presentable, most fragrant for their husband. So, but there was something different, there was something odd, that Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not apply any perfume. He would just have some oil in his palms and, you know, put that oil in his beard. But ultimately, he would turn out to be the most fragrant out of all. The most fragrant. And whenever he used to go out, people would feel the fragrance, and you know, it was known that subhanallah, it is so and so sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when approached and asked that how is it that we try our best, but how come we are not able to beat your beautiful fragrance? How? So he revealed the secret. He revealed which perfume that was. Allahu Akbar. That perfume was actually the barakat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that at some point in my life, I had blisters on my body, throughout my body. And I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and told him about this sickness of mine. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked me to show him the sickness. And I showed him wherever it was on my body. Was towards my chest and stomach side, towards the back. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed his beautiful, blessed, mubarak saliva on those parts of sickness and placed his hand, and I was relieved from all those sicknesses. My sickness went away. The blisters went away. But the effect which remained was the blessing of the saliva of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my body is fragrant. Since then, I feel that beautiful fragrance, and that's the fragrance which you are able to sense. That is undoubtedly the excellence of the beautiful Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Likewise, if we talk about, you know, as human beings, we have many things like what I'm going to speak about now is about the sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As human beings, our sweat smells, and we may have many defects and many such things in our body that may make a person be disgusted. That if a person has not kept himself according to the hygiene, has not maintained himself, so there is a certain smell which may come out from him, which may be very unpleasant for the people. But with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it was something different. And why wouldn't it be? Because he is the reason of creation. He is the most perfect being. That personality, when that personality was born, it felt like there was coal in his eyes. There was surma in his eyes. When that personality was born, that personality was born free from all impurities. This personality, when the master of both the worlds was born, he was born while his umbilical cord was cut. Such a perfect being. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, imagine the blessings of the hair, imagine the blessings of the saliva, and imagine the attributes and qualities of the sweat mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is no ordinary sweat. Why? Because this is no ordinary person. He is the reason why the entire universe was created. Allahu Akbar, listen to a very beautiful narration that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's very close sahabi, we can say servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who served the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for many years, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam visited us. He paid a visit, he came to us, and he slept for a while. And while he was sleeping, while the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sleeping, there was some sweat dripping from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my mother, as Anas says, my mother, Umm Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, brought a jar, a glass bottle, a small glass bottle, and did not allow that sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be wasted. In fact, she gathered it into a jar. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam woke up and he asked, "O Umm Sulaim, what are you doing?" She said that, "I'm collecting your sweat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we will use it as our perfume, and it turns out to be the most fragrant perfume." Allahu Akbar. And according to another riwayat, and this riwayat is in Sahih Muslim. Yes, it is in Sahih Muslim in the chapter of Fadail. Allahu Akbar. Hadith number 2331. According to another narration, Umm Sulaim replied that it is a means of barakah for our children. His sweat mubarak is a means of barakah. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan and fadilat and the barakat of whatever is related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful narration, and this is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once a person came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my daughter is getting married, but I don't have any such perfume to give it to her. I don't have anything such." Allahu Akbar. This person, this personality, you know, the more we speak about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the more we fall in love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nothing about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is ordinary. Everything about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique and extraordinary. He is the master of both the worlds. He is the reason why the entire creation came into existence. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے یہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جان ہے، از اے پرپز آف کریشن، از اے پرپز آف دا یونیورس، از اے ریزن آف دا کریشن آف ایوری تھنگ، اینڈ ہی از اے سول آف دا یونیورس، اینڈ اوبیسلی اے باڈی کین ناٹ ایگزسٹ ود آؤٹ اے سول، لائک وائز دا یونیورس وڈ ناٹ ہیو ایگزسٹڈ اف دا سول واز ان دیر، دیٹ از اوور پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ دا ریزن وائی اٹ ایگزسٹ ٹوڈے is because of our holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being existent, subhanallah azza wa jal. So let's listen to another beautiful narration by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A person came, says that I don't have any fragrance, any itr to give to my daughter in her wedding, so what should I do ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow bring a glass jar and bring a stick, a branch of a tree. So this person did as he was told to. When he comes the next day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blesses him by putting his sweat mubarak in that glass bottle and puts the stick inside and tells that person that go give this to your daughter and tell her to keep the stick dipped inside, and whenever she needs it, she can use it as itr. This is a itr, this is a perfume. Allahu Akbar, that's how it happened. And that girl kept using this perfume, and it would be such that not only the house but the entire vicinity would become fragrant. Entire vicinity. To such an extent that the house of that girl was then commonly, famously known as Baytul Mutibeen, meaning the house of those who are fragrant. Allahu Akbar. This is the barakat of the relics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything which is related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is unique. Obviously, Madinatul Munawwara. Madinatul Munawwara, this blessed city, has become the heartbeat of millions and billions of lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because it has the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Makkatul Mukarrama, Ka'batullah, Hajre Aswad, Safa and Marwa, Arafah, Muzdalifa, all these places have gained their excellence. Why? Because having the link and relation with a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So everything and anything which is related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has become unique. It becomes special. So when we are linked, our hearts are linked with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then definitely, inshallah azza wa jal, we will also feel the barakah. We will also be seeing the blessings of the attachment with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this world and the hereafter. The Ashikan Rasul throughout the world, they adorn the sunnah of Imam Sharif. Why? Because it is linked with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Usage of miswak, sunnah plus thawab. Why? Because it is the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. People keep beard with the intention of sunnah. Why? Because this has been the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So every teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, holds a unique status. It has a unique level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who respect everything which is related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may we be saved from those who get into the whispers of shaitan and start insulting and rebuking the relics of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba ikram and the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to honor the relics is actually a great fortune. To be able to see the remains or the relics or the belongings of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely a favor upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is classified to be the best of ummahs. Why? Because of the link of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us so much, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because it is only through his medium, it is only through his sake that we have attained whatever we have attained or we may attain. Shouldn't we be thankful? Shouldn't we be obedient? Shouldn't we be respectful? And of course we should be respectful. See, the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the green dome of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's like the apple of the eye. You know, our eyes become shining and glooming once we see the holy, the beautiful Gumbad of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is special about that dome? What makes it different from every other dome in the world? It is because it is linked with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is so special about that sunehri jali, that golden cage by the Rosa Mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? It is linked with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The ashab, the sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how have they attained such a level that no matter how pious, how great a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be, but he can never ever come close to the excellence of a sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? Due to the link of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why are the Sadat-e-Karam, why are the Sayyids respected around the world? And why should they be respected? What is the reason? It is because the link and connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So everything which has a connection with the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is our duty to show affection, love, mahabbah, and respect towards it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who are respectful, whose hearts are filled with love. And may we be away, completely away, from even the slightest disrespect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the next episode, we'll come to you with another topic related to the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching Love of the Beloveds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.